This is the Mighty 690 KGGF, live from our historic studios here in Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Joined in studio by K-State Extension agent Jacob Weber, as it's just us two this morning. Jacob?
Good morning.
Always good to see you. Always good to have you in here on this Wednesday morning. With good reason, though, as you guys right now kind of right dead in the middle of your gardening institute.
That's
happening.
Right. We've had some good participation. Excuse me. And on Monday we did it in Fredonia, and yesterday it was in Parsons. And we have both a mix of youngsters and adults. We had quite a few youngsters yesterday in Parsons, and a small handful in Fredonia. And the grown-ups are showing up too. They want to learn as well. So, excuse me, we have a good lineup. James Coover is talking about soil fertility and soil fertility management. And Jerry Geerin talks about making compost. And she has a real, real nice little activity for the kids, both on a worksheet and also hands-on making compost in a small jar.
Nice.
Earthworms there to look at, too, and some examples of compost. And then, of course, I talk about insects and gardening pests, which involves more than just insects. When we think about a pest, we always think about a bug, but really there are multiple garden pests as well. And that includes weeds and diseases and sometimes things that are not alive that cause issues or disease-like symptoms like blossom end rot. And then we'll talk a little bit about gardening tips and techniques. And I have a collection of tools. And unfortunately, with the rainfall, I can't take the one tool. It's a high-wheel cultivator, and I think the kids really enjoy seeing that. So we're doing that today. And you still have time. If you have some children like to learn a little bit about gardening and get excited, and we also have a pumpkin growing contest, so they can join in on that. Come to the event today up at Independence at the agriculture building just north of the Super 8 Motel. Folks in the area know Peter Pan Road. That's an unusual name, Peter Pan Road. And I heard the story. There's a Peter Pan ice cream shop there one time. I think that's why they named it Peter Pan Road.
Oh.
And it's just on the road just north of Highway, 160.
Yeah, 160 right there. Yep, right. Kind of right over by the Walmart, right?
Yeah, just north of the Walmart there. You look for the flagpole, and you'll find a place. It's a flagpole in front of the building. Starts at 9 o'clock. Show up. You don't have to be pre-registered at all. We just ask for folks in the past to call in, let us know how many are going to possibly be there. So that's going on today, and also we'll do that tomorrow over at Girard at the extension office over there, 120 East Buffalo. So if you have questions about it, give us a call, 331-2690 in Independence, 724-8233 in Girard. And that's in the 620 area code. And now also need to mention Dirt Day.
Dirt Day.
Dirt
huh?
Day.
You guys got another little course coming up? Is it this week or next week?
Pun intended. There's going to be a bunch of dirty talk at this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Jacob leading the charge with the dirty talk. Huh?
Yeah, it's the right kind.
That'll
of,
be interesting.
It's the right kind of dirty talk because it's going to be about soil fertility management and conservation practices, both for livestock and crops. And this is going to be on March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. That's the day to plant potatoes, but don't do it this year because you'll be planting in the mud. Probably should get some rice and plant rice instead. March 18th, 2019, this is going to be in Neodesha, Kansas at the Neodesha City Hall and Civic Center. And it's going to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And unfortunately, somebody put morning here, but I don't know why they did.
Not 3 a.m.
Well, it could be 3 a.m. No, it doesn't say anything about breakfast.
Okay.
Okay. Guess what? They are going to serve a meal with that, I believe. Yep. They're going to have a meal, and it's free. And folks, you know, if... This is going to be a cheap date. Take your spouse out to dinner. It's going to be free, but you'll have to kind of listen to all the talk about poultry litter management, cost-effective cover crop fertility. We got several folks. Alan Sharp is going to talk about poultry litter, and Ethan Walker from the NRCS, their own independent, is going to talk about cost-effective cover crop fertility. This one should be very important or very interesting, the Geological History of Southeast Kansas by Dr. Deanne Presley from K-State. Kansas State Research and Extension, and she's going to talk about the geology of the area here. We don't wonder why geology is so important. Geology is extremely significant because that's what our soil's made out of. Laid down millions of years ago underneath the ocean or in some cases stream deposit material such as a sandy soil that some of the folks here in Montgomery County know of up here on Turkey Farm Road. There's a area of sandy soil. That comes from an ancient stream that deposited that sand in that area. So there's a very interesting talk. Of course, soil evolves from rock and activities of microbes and weathering. So come and listen to Dr. Deanne Presley. There's going to be dinner at 6. Erosion, there's going to be a couple of breakout sessions that are going to occur simultaneously. One's going to be for crops and the other's going to be from cattle. Erosion, are you losing ground? By Will Boyer, watershed specialist. Management zones by Dr. Gretchen Sassenrath from the area office. And then also for the cattle, there's going to be pasture fertility management, and this is going to be Wendy Powell. And Wendy Powell is our new ag agent here in the Wildcat District. She just started working on Monday.
Oh, my goodness, right into it then.
But yeah, they're putting her work right away. And of course, she is not coming in green. She has quite a few years of experience already.
Oh, good.
And livestock is her specialty. She's taking over the livestock area here for the ag agents in the Wildcat District. And then reducing nutrient concentration and runoff from cattle. And Herschel George, he's a watershed specialist, and I know Herschel. He's quite a character, really nice guy, great to listen to. So that's March 18th at the Neota Shea City Hall and Civic Center. Please call in and RSVP for this by March 13th. Call the Fredonia office at 620-378-2167. That's 620-378-2167. And please do that by March 13th so they can make sure that they have a plate of food for you and your date that day, your spouse, that is.
Certainly. Okay. Well, when it comes, cutting it close, today is the 13th. So if anybody out there is are they still welcome to come? But they just might not get a meal?
Yeah, they can show up. What they're trying to do probably is determine whether there's going to be sufficient number of folks to run the program or not. So it's very important if you intend to go or want to go, very interested in going, give Hagen Irwin, she's the secretary, I guess that's the right word yet, at the Fredonia office, Wildcat Extension District. Again, that number is 378-2167.
Again, yeah, no, you know, you had mentioned some good points and some good little, almost secrets, like you had said. You know, when you know where the sediment or the soil or whichever kind of came from and the history behind it, you might, you know, get a little secret for yourself or a little reasoning without having to go.
It's interesting, and the geology plays an important role in the fertility, actually, the richness of the soil, or some cases, you know, the problematic soils, those that are, need a little bit of additional fertility management in those soils. And so that would be very interesting to hear.
Yeah, to kind of have that base knowledge behind it, like you had mentioned, maybe something's going wrong, and you can kind of analyze even just the soil. I mean, sometimes it's as easy as that, and if you just, you know, you don't know it, you could overlook it, and you could make the wrong call, and you could, you know, you make mistakes, but...
Yeah. And the bottom line is productivity in the form of income and profit.
No doubt about it.
Or making a living on the farm. That's kind of difficult at times.
Yeah. Yes, it is. As again, speaking with Jacob Weber, a K-State Extension agent here this morning on this Wednesday. As we're basically getting real close to the top of the hour here, I'm just glad to hear that your guys' Gardening Institute is going well. Is this something that you guys have done year in, year out, and can probably expect to be
here
next year?
This is the first go-around on it. Yep.
So all right.
We're getting it broken in. I think it might be a good program to continue year in.
Sounds like it, considering more and more parents are even coming by. You know, as much as it is for the kids, you know they're listening. You know, their ears are definitely wide open listening to it. So, Jacob, we will check in with you here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
For now, we will go off to our top of the hour news break here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Again, this is K-State Extension agent Jacob Weber speaking with us this morning. It's just him and I. Top of the hour news break on its way. We'll continue this conversation after this.